name is excellent, and the praises of worship unto that only true name is the only name that we shall allow out of our members to esteem the most high one. For Yahweh is his name, and the power of his life, the living word, Yahshua, is the tikvah of Israel. And so as we gather here this Shabbat, in your name, in the power, strength of the living words, to worship you, to esteem you, to barak you, to lift up your name high above Hashemiah. And so we worship you today, Yah, in Ruah and in Emet. And that is by the truth of your Torah. For your living words has made the Torah alive, what you have written in the lev of Israel. Yahshua has caused the life and the blessings of Torah revelation to come alive in the remnant of Israel. For that we toda you, Yah. We esteem you for all things, for this blessed day, this excellent time to come before our Abba. We bless you for that. May this day and the words of our lips, the raising of our hands, the singing of the songs of rejoicing, may it be received into the throne room of our Abba, into the bayat of your kingdom. Hear our cries today. Hear the tefillah of the remnant of Israel here. Those that are gathering throughout the nations of the world, those that in those conditions that are tremendously adverse to their worship, I pray for them, Yah. I pray for the one tonight, this morning, don't even know them from Poland, Yah, that have gone to the website and for hours and hours the last couple of days, Yah, to draw from the wellspring of life. We pray that you would cause them to write unto us that the words that they are hearing and perceiving and understanding would be a great strength to them in their desire of this walk, as it will is with all of those that are listening today via the live stream wherever they are, as they listen to the broadcast. We pray for every home that is represented. We pray for every ear that is open. We pray for every lev that it will receive the unadulterated truth of Almighty Yah, that you may bring healing to their homes and strength in their lives, that they may know without a shadow of a doubt that the mighty Redeemer lives and our Yah lives. So we barak you, Yahweh. We will esteem you this day. We pray for your shalom upon Jerusalem. We pray for the remnants, that your strength may be viable in them, and that they may love you with all of their love, their mind, their being, and all of their strength, their resources. That they may love you, Yah. And so bless them, I pray. Comfort the weak today and the feeble. Those that are likened in the essential, having food and raiment therewith, be content. We do pray for the need to be met, Yahweh, that you meet every need of our brothers and our sisters in nations and situations that are so perplexing and so trying. That is why in this bayah today, I shall barak you and toda my Abba. For you have given us bread even this day. You have given us remet, clothing, remet, clothing of change. I will not murmur. I will not complain, Yah. But I will esteem you for all of your riches and the bountiful blessings you have showered down upon the remnant of Israel. Cause us all to be settled today. That your word will settle every heart. The minds will be at ease. The desire will be to fulfill your commands and all that you charge us to do. That we will do it with a delightsome desire, pleasing you, knowing that it is your purpose that you have ordained for this creature that you have made, and that you have breathed a breath of life in him, and he is a viable thing to lift a voice up unto you, Yahweh, to cause your name to resonate beyond the stratospheres of this earth that it bombards the Shumahem. And strengthen us all today. Preserve us by your integrity and your truth, Yah. And purge us by the power of your truth from all iniquitous words. We ask it all in the mighty name of Hamashiach, the Lamb of Israel. We trust you for all things and for the mighty victory. Israel cried hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Come on. Lift your hands and say hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
For this day is all about you, our Abba. No flesh shall honor or be honored in your sight. We're here to esteem your mighty name. And for the mighty covenant that you have bestowed upon the house of Israel, we shall be called the sons of Yah, that we shall know our Abba, and that the truth, the power of this living hope burns deep down in us all, because Yahshua HaMashiach has made it alive. The power of your Ruach quickens it and causes it to surge in our being. And we know that the one that we have confidence in, that we have trust in, we can come before him boldly and ask anything according to his will. And we know that you will hear us. So pour out the power of your Ruach today. Pour out the anointing of your Ruach in the midst of Israel. And cause your word to surge in our inward parts, that we may hear from you, Yah, and that your word may be a delightsome thing in the remnant of Israel. We ask it all in Yahshua's mighty name. We believe you for the Teshua in Yahshua. Israel cried, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look to your neighbor and say, Shabbat Shalom. Shalom Aleichem. Yah Shalom be with you. Yahweh Barak you. You may be seated. What an excellent time, an excellent day that we're in. We may know the living power of our mighty Creator. You know the Nabis, when they will speak to Israel, they will bring them a word straight from the bosom of Almighty Yah. And it tend to fall, or it fell upon the limitations of their flesh. They did not have the ability to understand the breadth and the depths of what Yahweh was speaking unto them. And that is why they returned so repeatedly to their sins. And now he has given us a new and a living way, a renewed way that is the way of life. And that is in Yahshua HaMashiach. For he has spoken unto Israel the living word of Almighty Yah. You will know that the living word of Yahweh is impregnated in us. We began to bring forth the fruits of Almighty Yahweh. Without the fruit of Yahweh, there is no power of his living truth in you. And everything that is alive, it brings forth substance. It must yield a fruit. And that is the power of this living word that ought to abide in us and live in us. There are impediments and hindrances. There are things that we have allowed with permission to stop the very elevation of Yahweh in our lives, the progression, the growth, that we have been stunted in our growth. That the full maturation or the maturity of Yahweh, it is not evident in the lives of His people because we have learned the ways of the Gentiles, the heathens of the world. We have incorporated their mannerism, their lifestyles, their greed, their lust, their vile, sadistic, criminal activities into the ways of Almighty Yahweh. And the ways seem so right to us. They seem as though that they are viable and they are right. And it has brought about this delusion and separation with us, with Yahweh. So our love is not given over unto much meditation, much prayer, much consultation by the word of Yah, but our minds are given over unto frivolity and folly, sinful practices, foolish gesturing, joking and jossing, things that produce nothing but death and never produces the power of a living truth in us whereby it shows that we love Yahweh with all of our love, all of our mind, all of our strength, and our desire is not a sensual desire, but it's one beyond the peripheral or the eyesight of man. It is one that is heavenly. It is above the comprehension of man in this natural mind. What has caused that? And what must Yahweh do to rid us and to rid the earth of these vile things that have corrupted the mind of man, whereby he takes no delight or the pleasures in the things of Almighty Yahweh. He takes his pleasure in sin. And it is the pleasure of sin and wickedness that he delights in. What about is given over unto that evil, wicked propensity, he is an adversary of Almighty Yahweh. And he practices every kind of criminal activity there is. And the only way that this Olam is going to be rid of this evil, criminal activity that is perpetrated in the heart of man, when it defies the Torah, the instructions of Yahweh, there is only one way he's going to rid the earth of it. And there is a day whereby the nations of the earth are going to be purged. And the only way that Yahweh is going to purge it is by his significant accounts in Scripture. I want to read something. It says in 1 Yochanan F. 1 John, just two verses. Because I want to lay the foundation of what I, as my love is led by the Ruah, that I intend to expound upon this day, that it may bring revelation to our minds. And that is simply the revelation of Yahweh is simply, it is not something that is uncomprehensible. It is just simply the dynamics or the simplicity of the truth of Yahweh is made known in such a way that they become a reality to your heart. You believe them with all of your heart. And you trust them to guide you into the way that Yahweh wants you to walk. When that is revealed unto us, then we will not commit sin, transgressing against the Torah of Yah with a willing purpose desire, that our conscience has no conviction or no fear that we will do things that we know are diametrically opposed unto the living way of Almighty Yahweh. We will obey Him. And in doing that, it will be a delight. It will cause ecstasy and joy to fill our hearts. And you will see the maturity of growth in one. And the things that once caused them to succumb or to give will over unto their flesh, they will not be given over unto that. But there will be a bona fide scepter of righteousness, the Sadiq of Yah in them. And you will see the strength of His power in the lives of His people. Yochanan says in 1 Yochanan 5, I simply want to read two verses. Verse 18 and verse 19. He says, we know, we have the understanding, we have been enlightened, we have a thorough knowledge. It is not that we do not understand, it is made plain to us. The revelation of that is made plain. I bear the seed of that in me. We know that whosoever is born or transformed by Yahweh will not sin, will not practice sin, will not practice a criminal lifestyle whereby they defy what Yahweh commands them to walk in. They will not practice some kind of adjudication of self-righteousness that they can adjudicate themselves, but they will come before the altar of Yah the way He commands us to do it. It's not by some self-righteousness. It's not by some private interpretation. For we know that whosoever has the life of Yahshua in them will not sin or transgress against Yahweh. When a man, a woman, any person has this living power of that life of Yahshua, and the witness of the fullness of Yahweh's truth in Yahshua, in them, they will not practice disobedience unto Yahweh. And the reason why? Because they have the mind of Yahshua, and it brings that mind in line with what is written. Now there is a corrupt law that is written in the Adamic man to defy Yahweh. That is why we have to have a law that was a living law of Yahweh that would supersede that law. It is not that the law of the Adamic man has been nullified, because it is still there. But we have a law, a living law, and a living way, which is in the power of Yahshua, the Lamb of Israel. We have that law and the testimony of that law, and the witness of that Torah, that it brings alive the promises, the hope of Almighty Yahweh, that He has placed in the lap of only Israel. Only Israel. We know that those that are born of Yah, there is no deliberate actions to defy what He commands them. But he that is begotten or birth of the Spirit of Yah, he keeps. That one preserves himself. That one abstains from the very presence of evil and wickedness. That one does not practice a criminal mindset, a froward mouth, a rebellious propensity, a desire that is steeped in a hellish scepter or a law in you that is so vile and so criminal, it doesn't even regard the words of Yahweh out of the mouth of anyone at all. That is a criminal. That is a foolish criminal. He says, we know that we are begotten of Yah because we keep ourselves by the integrity of Yahweh in us, by the truth of Yahweh in us, we preserve ourselves, we keep ourselves from the wicked ones. From the wicked ones. We keep our mind away from that carnal law of the wicked one because it creates this friction against the Torah of Yah. When you rebel against instructions of Almighty Yahweh, when you have this mindset not to receive the counsel of Yahweh, when you have this mindset to question the validity of Almighty Yahweh, and even oppose what He speaks unto you, it is because there is a criminal activity in your own heart. It is vile. It is very sadistic. It is evil. And it is beyond wickedness. It is controlled by the powers of hell. And it is not controlled by Yahweh. For Yahweh ordered every footstep of a tough man. The steps of a man that delights in Yahweh, He orders them. He ordains the path. He sets him forth on that path. The reason He does that, He may bring forth the excellence of the fruit of Almighty Yahweh, that he shall be a burning light, and his fruits shall be spread forth in all the earth. And there shall be a fruit tree that one can delight in and eat from that tree. As HaMashiach was, so shall we be today. For the works that he did, greater works shall we do. For the works that he accomplished in the power of that living truth, and he was the living word of Almighty Yahweh, we must. Because if we do not, there shall not be an abundance. There shall not be the plenteousness of fruit that when Yahweh comes, he expects to garner. And he is going to reap what he has not sown. And he does expect an abundance of fruit. This is what I want to enlighten us on today and show us that the works of Yahweh, they are not according to the plan of man. Verse 19, he says, and we know, I do understand, I do have the wisdom, I do have the knowledge of the light, for we know that we are of Yahweh, and that the whole world lies in wickedness. You know that you're of Yahweh when there is no defiance with the criminal mind against Almighty Yahweh, and the entire world lies in wickedness. It is a criminal mindset of this world. It is a world that practices criminal activities. The mind is so deluded with poisonous asthma of the powers that rule in this world. They control your every action. The steps of a Sodika man is ordered by Yahweh. And the steps of a man that is unrighteous, his step is ordered by the powers that be, that rule, that have power in the world today. And they control the mind. They control the thinking. They control the lust. They control the way you eat. They control the way you live. They control every aspect of your life. And the reason why they remove that mind away from the instructions, the counsels of Almighty Yahweh. The counsels of Yahweh, His instructions, are always a reproving and a refining. It always refines. And that is the thing that you detest more than anything, that Yahweh refines you. You cannot refine the gold without the fire. The silver must be refined. You cannot produce bricks that have not gone in the kiln and have reached a certain temperature to extract all the moisture in them. In order for that river that you drink from, it is a false disillusional river. It is not the river of living water. It is one that is full of stench and corruption and vileness and criminal activities. That's why we can drink from it. That produce such insanity, such criminal actions against Yahweh. It defying the Torah of Yah. So it's going to take a fire for even the depths of that river to be dried up. For the waters must be dried up. It must be dried up. We know that we are of Yahweh because our deeds and our actions are not based upon criminality. It's not based upon a criminal mindset, but it's based upon the mind of Yahshua HaMashiach. We have a mind of Messiah, and that mind pleases Yahweh in all things. It has a desire, the propensity, the purpose, the motivation of that mind is to bring forth the excellence of the seed or the living word of Yahweh from that mind. And everything that it speaks the blessings of Yah. It speaks the strength of Yahweh. It speaks the purpose of Yah. The whole world, not Iraq, the whole world, not North Korea, the whole world, not South Africa, the whole world lies. It is consumed. It is mesmerized. It is captivated. The whole world is seduced by wickedness. It is a criminal mindset. You find it in the birth. For the wicked, or those that are criminals, they go astray even from their mother's womb. Even from birth they go astray. Their minds have been shapen by the powers of the world. Believe me, my brothers and sisters, as the world has the ability today to alter DNA, to take out genetics and add genetics, to do it in a way that is so subtle, steeped in darkness. Shatan knows that the mind of man is always allured by lustful practices. He has caused a nation like America to be given over unto every kind of lust it is. Whether it's food lust, whether it's things or material gluttony, or just this aspiration of having what things that the lamb will never be content with. And in that it begins to alter by this practice the even thinking of man. As one thinks in his lamb, so is he. And as you think in your lamb and that which is in your womb, it produces the very mind and the thinking of the way you think as well. Was HaMashiach not birth of Yahweh? Did he not think like Yah? Have we not been birthed by this new living way of Almighty Yahweh? Should not we think like Yahshua HaMashiach? Those that are in strange religious darkness and practice their criminal ways, they birth a seed in their children and they go astray even from birth. We don't understand that we're dealing with a supernatural power. We're dealing with something beyond our perception or our vision. So we need the mind of Yahshua to understand, to analyze the very powers that be, that rule in this world. That's why we are very ignorant and dumb people. And that's why our limitation, or our comprehension is limited. We have limitation. But Yahweh did not make man that way. He made him in the fullness of his power, that when he spoke with him, he knew it was Yahweh. That he visited man every day. He was mindful of him. Now something has altered that. And the only way that Yahweh is going to set it in order, he must do it by his process. I want you to retain that we know that we are of Yahweh because there's the willingness to sin. We don't practice sin. There's no desire to abandon the ways of Yahweh. And that the whole world lies captivated, consumed with a criminal mindset. It is not the mind of HaMashiach. The religious mind is not the mind of Yahshua, the Lamb of Israel. This is not the mind of Messiah that we see in the world today. What is Yahweh going to do? This earth is going to be cleansed. The Olam is going to be cleansed. It must be purged. Moshe says in Bitmidbar, Numbers 11:1. I want to begin reading in Numbers 11, verse 1. We understand that this declaration that Moshe gave unto Israel, he commanded them in this declaration that Yah gave him, there's a way of service unto Yahweh. There's a way that we must walk before Yahweh. And there is a beauty to the morality or the moral values of Almighty Yah. When a man defies that, then he opens up a Pandora's box and cause every kind of criminal there is to be loose. Cause every kind of foul spirit, evil thing. There is no morality in this nation. You think of a city like New Orleans, a tremendous cataclysmic, catastrophic event that took place with Hurricane Katrina. It has not been 5 days in this month, 5 days in the new year, and there has been already in that little unpopulated city 15 murders, cold killings of people. The criminal mindset with this brazen mind. They literally say that they are so brazen they do it in front of people. They bust into the homes and destroy them. And then no one is willing to tell who did it. This is a criminal mindset today. Now you are the very same way. We will not cover sin. We covet sin. We lust sin because we practice the same thing. When one covers the sin, it is a true repentance of the one that has committed such atrocities against you. We are a generation that covet after sin because there's criminal activities and devious practices in our own life. And so when we are confronted by those that are the same mentality as we are, we will not confront the issue of that vile thing. If a man examine himself and judge himself thoroughly, he would have no need to be judged. So we despise any kind of judgment. We despise it. And Yahweh makes himself known unto Israel by the power of his mishpat. He judged his house. It is a cleanser. It is a purger. It is the power of Yahweh to set the left in order to be receptive unto him. Moshe says unto the people of Yah, and Yah speaks unto him. There's a way that you walk before me. There is a beauty to what I command you to do. Numbers 11:1. And when the people began to complain, it displeased Yahweh. This is a nation. This is a generation that complains about everything. This is a generation that murmurs and mutters continuously. When they began to complain, what nation upon the face of the earth that complains more like this Sodom and Gomorrah here in this nation? There's one that mutters against Yahweh and speaks with great displeasure as to the purpose of Yahweh for my life, because I don't see what he is doing. And the reason you don't see what he's doing, because there is no trust for him. You don't know him. For we know that we are of Yahweh. I know that I am of Yahweh. For there is no willing practice to sin. And when sin is discovered, it is avenged expediently. You don't want to avenge sin expediently. One that you particularly care about, their sins, you do not want to avenge it expediently. Let me say to you, something is wrong with you, my brother and sister. You parents, when you can see the misfortunes of someone else, and yet not those of your own ruddy ones, or your own sadistic, damnable hearts. So they began to murmur and complain at Yahweh because of the moral instructions and the implications of those things if you defy them. And it displeased Yah. It caused his anger to be enraged and it displeased Yahweh. What can we do as a people to cause a displeasure to overtake the Mighty One? I don't think we comprehend this analogy and this scriptural truth here. And they literally displeased him. Have you ever had someone to bring about this displeasure to you? It creates all kinds of thoughts, does it not? And they literally displeased Yah. What a satanic mindset to displease him. And they displeased Yah, and Yahweh heard their complaints. And his anger was enraged, it was kindled. It was set afire, it was set ablaze. And the fire, and the consuming fire of Yahweh burnt among them and consumed them that were in the outer skirts of the camp. He set his fire to destroy them. He said that I destroyed the first world by the waters. And this was a metaphor of the cleansing power and the living water of Hamashiach that it can engulf the whole world. But man rejects the simplicity of Yah. He rejects the instructions of Yahweh. And so the very fire of Yahweh was kindled. Listen to me. I know what these proponents and those that stipulate about the new world order, and those that believe that the fire is going to come by the nuclear bombs and the armaments. I believe it's going to come by the hand of Yah. For they have amassed their weaponry to fight against him. I believe that Shaitan is going to use them to cause fire to come down as it speaks in Gilead upon the earth and to deceive man and cause them all to receive this mark. But the fire of Yah is different. It eradicates, it purges, it cleanses. Those bombs that they not dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, they did not purge Japan. It is one of the most pagan nations as America upon the face of the earth. It is a nation that is consumed with pride. It is a prideful nation, and pride goeth before fall, and this haughty arrogance before destruction. And Japan is a nation of great arrogance. It is a nation that calls its people the most well-knowledged people upon the face of the earth. They are the cream of the crop of the earth. And they consume every kind of vile, unclean thing it is, there is to consume. Just like we in the spiritual realm, we are consuming every kind of vile, spiritual, dainty there is to eat. Because it makes your flesh feel good. It gives you some kind of superficial appeasement in your flesh. But it's not off of the table of Almighty Yahweh. You're dining off the tables of vomit and putrefied stench. It is not the table of Yahweh. Whereby one, when he eats from that table, he is filled with the strength, the power of the magnitude of Yahshua HaMashiach. And he walks as a son of Yah. Not in this hypocrisy and this false delusional mindset. Yah's going to bring the fire down upon the whole world because it lies in wickedness. No man is going to escape. No nation is going to escape. He's going to purge it of its criminal activities. The governments practice that. And they bombard and train your sons and your daughters to rebel against Yah. That's why this Jezebel nation, daughters full of whoredom, foulness, the rebellious, the wicked, the hard-headed. They have no direction from Yah. He said, I'm going to set the fire. They murmur. They complain. They're full of folly and sporting. Let me tell all of you all this. You don't sport or tell your jolly, foolish jokes or your comical things. It is not of Yahweh. It's wickedness. You should be sober and serious-minded. It's time to be sober. You've drank enough of the folly and the wickedness of this world. That's why you love gesturing and folly and foolish practices. That's why your conversation is not ordered aright by Yahweh. And you love things of laughter constantly. It's going to bring damnation. It is a destruction of hell. Yahweh said, I'm going to send the fire. And he set the fire down in the midst of Israel. And it burned those even at the extremity of the camps. Can you imagine 5 million people? Can you imagine the distance that was? And Yahweh in the nucleus of the camp where they gather together. People tend to gather in the nucleus, don't they not? Do they not? They want to gather in the center, uttermost place. Because they want to take the stage. And Yahweh said, not only are those against me, they are those in the outer camp of the same spirit, of the same mindset, the same character, and the same desire. And the fire of Yah consumed them. He's going to eradicate this criminal mindset and this activity among his people. It was not among the Hittites or the Hivites or the Jebusites or those of the Philistines. He was dealing with Israel. And he's dealing with Israel today. There's a corruption there that is so foul and so sadistic that there is no fear of Yahweh at all. You don't care what you say, do you? You look at what you said, the prophecy of your worship whorehouses in your homes and your mind. When you're separated from Yah, you think Yahweh is separated from you. He's not separated. He sees everything. He hears everything. He knows everything. You can't get by him. You may try, but there is no way you're going to get by him. You may try to get around him, but you can't get around him. Too high, you can't get over him. He feels the earth. The spirit feels the earth. Sure it does, because everything is made alive. There is no life without the spirit of Yah. The tree is alive there. The wind is alive today, because it is the spirit of Yah. Yahweh is the only one that produces life. He's the only one that caused the brightness of the stars to shine and the excellence of their beauty. He's the only one that caused the east winds to blow and to cause the breeze to come upon the nation of Israel. And there's a lively refreshing of the hope within them. And that is why the word of Yahweh must come unto Israel. And it must blow from the north, the south, the east, and the west. He's going to cause his fire to consume this nation. And he is setting up every king of the world. The heart of the king is in the hand of Yah. And the way that he turns the rivers of water, so Yahweh turns the heart of the king. And when there is a torrential rain, the rivers, they go beyond their ordered course. And because of this anger of Yah, the fire is going to burn with a consuming fervor of heat. This nation is on fire. It is on fire of the loss and the burning loss of a people, of a nation that cannot be satisfied. They murmur, they complain. They have not enough. They're not satisfied with the course that Yahweh has placed them on. They're burning in their loss and their sin. They're burning in their corruption, their wickedness. They're burning in all of their vile practices and activities. It's a nation that is on fire. Yahweh says, I'm going to send the fire. He must purge. For the earth is going to be renewed. For the Shemayams have corrupt that. We see the power of Baal. As they try to build the tower unto the Shemayam Nimrod. We see the same spirit and the power is projected today when their discoveries and their spacecraft go beyond the boundaries that Yahweh commanded them. They're seeking for their higher power. They're seeking for their supremacy and their godlike. When Shotan said, you will become as a god. You will know the difference between good tongue and wrath and evil. And this is a generation and a people that cannot discern what is right and what is wrong. This is a generation that has no understanding of what is pertinent, what is of value, and what is not of value. Because the powers that be control your mind is so immature, they control it with the painted articles and the frocks for women to put on and things for men to admire. Don't you understand that that is the controlling of your mind, your spirit, and everything that you desire is based upon what has been programmed in you? You will sit with catalogs for hours and look over the same thing, will you not? You can sit here in your damned up a hypocrisy all you want to. Lying generation full of liars and thieves. You don't understand your criminal mindset. And yet when it comes to the reading of the Torah, the word of Yah, you and I go to the same scriptures over and over and over, will you not? It's too boring. Yet when you sit down, you got your catalogs of deception. This is the book of life. It is the living book of life. When you die, you got your catalogs of deception. When you sit on the toilet, you got your catalogs of deception. You can't even go there unless you got your catalogs of deception. You don't take the book that refreshes. You can sit in your damned of hypocrisy and practice your witchcraft all you want to. But the fire of Yahweh is going to burn to the outer posts of the world. It's going to burn. He's going to consume this wicked damned of a generation. His fire is kindled in his anger. When the malachs of Yahweh in Gilead, they fill the vows with the fire of the altar of Yahweh, and they hurl it down into the earth. That is not the nuclear bomb. To hell with the atomic bomb. It's going to come from the bosom of Yahweh. No nuclear bomb can do what he does. No atomic bomb. They leave cradles. He's going to cause the earth to be purged. They dropped them on Hiroshima, a pagan city. Nagasaki, full of lust, wickedness, full of every kind of God practice, full of every kind of deity worship there is. He's going to cleanse his earth. He made it for his seed to dwell here and to replenish it. And there will be an oasis of his beauty, of his character. You can say what you want to. These people say that when one dies, they're going to be consumed. I will get to that scripture. But that is a lie. Yah made us an eternal being. We are clothed in this body of flesh. Now this flesh dissolves in the grave. It rots away. But that doesn't mean that the being is destroyed. He's going to consume even the flesh of the skin. When they drop the bombs in Japan, those that were in the outer skirts, not those in the center of the nucleus power, those in the outer skirts, their bodies, the skin melted off their bodies. Their bodies were consumed with the fervent heat. It's a fire that you cannot see. It's a liquid heat that you cannot see. And can you imagine the anger of Yahweh beyond the comprehension of man? Even though he has allowed this devious mind of man to go beyond the law of physics and dynamics and to create something so hellish and devilish that he has used it. And this whore here is the only one that has used it. She's a Jezebel dog, and that's why she creates your sons and daughters. Jezebels and dogs of whoredom. You say what you want to, hypocrite. I warn all you parents. You better do the parenting thing. You think your little knuckleheads are cute. You think that they're precious, but they're not. You better do the righteous thing. If they're that way, you will do the righteous thing. Because I'm here to tell you the world will raise them for you. Don't worry about it, lazy mama, toothless daddy. Don't worry about doing it. The world got them. The world will steal their minds. Don't worry about it. The world got them. To hell with who don't like what I say. And I say without any repentance. He's going to cause this fire to burn. He always says it's wonderful to have a praying man. It's wonderful to have prayer. And the people cry to Moshe. He couldn't reach Yahweh. They cried to Moshe, and Moshe prayed to Yah. Only one man in the house that could get a prayer through. You get a prayer through, brother, pray for me. Only one. And he prayed unto Yah, and the fire was ceased. It was quenched. He had a friend in Moshe. I know what this damnable world tells you. I know how it speaks. That's why there's no honor among those. There's no honor toward those that rule the house of Yah. The enemy caused that damnable crooked in the heart to cause you to have disdain for them. And to speak villainy against them. And to speak like a whore. That's what a Jezebel does. She sleeps with every man. As she speaks of his frailty, his limitations. She never speaks of his strengths. And that's what this Jezebel whore spirit does. It never honors that what Yahweh say honor. Yeah, at that hour they honored the one, didn't they? They cried out to Moshe. The one that was a friend of Yah. The one that could get a prayer through. The one that Yahweh would hear. Because he was blinded by his anger. His fierce, ferocious anger. It burned like the fire that is beyond the descriptive superlatives of what the atomic bombs did in Hiroshima and Nagasaki. I've read accounts of that. And how that when that bomb dropped on Nagasaki, you must understand what 3 days later, 4 days later, Japan surrendered. Because the fire burned. The fire burned. And the fire will not just quit that day. And the fire, the more when that mushroom cloud rose up to zenith, to the apex of its power, that the liquid fire just spread out throughout. And people that wasn't even touched that day, all of a sudden their flesh began to melt away. Days later, it opened up a Pandora's box, every kind of disease, cancerous tumors. These things have been created by man because he is wicked. He is vile. They got us, our bodies don't even function right. They don't even excretiate the waste. It is wrong. They got us on this synthetic false type stuff we dine on that our bodies don't function right. We can't even defecate right. We'll be beyond the proportion that Yah intended us to be. Our minds don't think right. There's not the proper blood flow because of the restriction. And they put you on drugs and more drugs and drugs and drugs to destroy you. Where your mind is not being at shalom with Yah. You can't even think about Yah. You can't give your thoughts over unto Yahweh. You can give your heart over unto Yahweh because they're controlling every aspect. And believe me, brothers and sisters, they're controlling every aspect as they're altering even the very pure seed of Yah. He caused the grass to come, did he not? And the grass seeds came after the grass. And it yielded fruit of his kind, didn't it? And they're altering everything today. They're using swine flesh and shark DNA to produce seeds and different forms of genetic altered things. And our bodies are consuming this. And we wonder why the sickness is rampant in this nation. We wonder why our bodies just don't function. You wonder why we have no energy. And we're trying to take everything to get energy. We're trying to do everything to get energy. And yet we're not going to the fountain of the living water to get the energy. We don't want the truth of Yahweh. Someone speaks the truth to you. You get all rebellious. You get all in your witchcraft spirit because you want to serve the God of your flesh. And you want to rectify, you want to straighten it out, you want to show them the reason why. And what you ought to do is just obey, for there is nothing like the spirit of obedience. I listened to a young man last night. He says nothing more pure, and there's nothing that is more powerful than a spirit of quietness. He says nothing like that. He said it befuddles people. They don't know how to respond to that. They don't know how to react to that. When one is quiet, we think because we're heard for much conversation, a fool is heard for much talking. A wise man is heard more in their quietness than a fool in all of their jiving and gesturing and joking and sporting. That should not even be named among you. It should not be in any sister, in any brother. It should not be. It is of hell. It is the spirit of darkness because it removes one's intensity away from Yahweh. And we began to let our guards down. We need to be sober minded at all times. Not sometimes. At all times. Hallelujah. Our laughter because we rejoice in the greatness of our Abba. And they cried unto Moshe, the man of Yah. The man had a relationship with Yah. The man that knew Yah. The man that was given the oracles of Yah. The man that was ordained of Yahweh. And they cried unto him, Moshe, please cause us to stop. And yet, in the hour that we're in, the two witnesses, scripture says, that they're going to watch their bodies lie in the street of Jerusalem, which is the true spirit of Sodom and Egypt. And they're going to send gifts to one another. And they're going to rejoice over that. And yet after 3.5 days, they shall rise up in the power of Almighty Yahweh. You see what he did here with this prophet? He caused the fire to come. And they had to cry to that prophet. The ones of this hour, the nabis of this hour, they're not going to cry. They want the Benny Hins. They want the soothsayers. They want the false ones. They want the T.D. Jakes. They want the creeping $9. That's what they want. They don't want men that will confront them. This book that Moshe, as he began to impart this revelation unto Israel, he instructed them the way you walk before Yahweh. The way you keep the moral intentions of Yahweh. That they must be pure in your life. There's a way you walk. There's a way you serve him. And you must do it that way. They're teaching the people how to serve a God, the wicked one of this world that confronted HaMashiach and said that all of the kingdoms of mine, if you bow, you worship, I give you the power, the honor, and the riches of it. America is an established power of hell. These serpents of darkness can say this is the blessed Israel. They are liars. It's the light of death. She creates death. She's the birth of death. She burns and she destroys. She's destroyed you because you've given over unto her spirit. You've given over unto her lust. She's destroyed your families. No, my hypocrites. Say what you want to now, Pastor Roberts, haven't destroyed your lying, wicked sons and daughters. It is this nation that you have allowed to shape their minds and shape their hearts. They cried out to Moshe. He didn't cause them to do that. He was a man that followed Yah. He was a man that spoke the truth, and yet the fire of Yah was kindled because of their murmuring. When you murmur and complain, is it me that caused you to do that? When your wicked sons and daughters murmur and complain, is it you that caused them to do that? Do you make them murmur and complain? Then did you destroy them? So is it me that destroys them or caused them to be turned away from Yahweh? Then what responsibility did you have? Or is it your responsibility if they grow up to be something that you think is very honorable, that you want to honor that? They turn their hearts away from Yah like dogs going to swine. Did you want to blame someone? I say this and I say it emphatically. He's going to save Israel. There were two out of the same womb. One born, not ever born. One he loved and one he hated. One was Israel, the Yaakov of Israel, where the birth and the strength of Yahweh would come to the 12 tribes of his house. And he's going to save Israel. Did he save Israel? Even he set them a lock from the kingdom to wrestle with him. Did he save Israel? He saved Israel. He restored Israel. He caused Israel to depend totally upon him and no one but him. And Israel is going to know Yah. They come out of the same womb. One is of the Esau nature and one is of Israel, the seed of Israel. Before the foundations of the world, he ordained his house. It's about this damnable dark color, black, brown, white, wicked skin complexion is by the seal and the seed of the birth of Almighty Yahweh in the left of his house. He has a Israel. It's a true seed too. And that is the truth. They cried unto Moshe and he prayed. They couldn't pray, could they? We're in an hour where no one is praying. The wicked mamas are not praying. They don't teach. I don't care if you don't like what I say. I say it point blank. I say without an apologetic overture. The wicked mamas don't pray. And the daddies are so damnable and corrupt, they don't even know Yah. And I'm not talking to the wicked either. The mamas are slothful. And daddies have no energetic desire for Yah. You sit here in your self-righteous hypocrisy to say, I am your liar. We have those that are listening. It makes no difference who they are. You see, they said that too, but yet they caused the fire of Yah to be kindled. And all of a sudden they began to cry, Moshe, help us. I can imagine him standing there and see the burning fervor of Yah. 15 miles away, he could see the fire. You got 5 million people, they're going to be some distance away. You understand? He could see that fire just as vivid as he could see them in their tremendous pains and of agony. Yet it pleased his left to know that Yahweh is going to set his house in order. It's going to take fire too. Yochanan says, he said, I baptize you with water. He said, but there's one coming after me that is mightier. He's going to baptize you with the Ruah and with fire. It is going to be like a fire in the Ruah of men. He is trying to give us an experience in the inward parts of the Shalom of his Ruah, of his spirit. That there's fire that burns and it purges and it cleanses us. It takes the fire of Yah to cleanse this. And that's what it's going to take to cleanse the washing. He has sent this washing and regeneration and the renewing of our mind in Yahshua. And we still have this criminal mind. We'll put him on our foot. Instead of the powers of principalities, we're treading upon him. He said the fire's going to come. That's all right. I'm going to set a fire. It's going to assume the whole world. America, you whore, you're coming down. America, your kingdom. Your Jezebel night spirit is coming down. You have corrupted all. You have turned the daughters, very small percentage. You have turned them into hellish things. You turn them into creatures and beyond a creature's mentality. You turn them into twisted minds. They have no law and no righteous thinking in their capacity. That's what she's done. She's turned them against every order, every morality, everything that is true. And Yah's going to burn this whore. And they're going to mock at you. America is coming down. What Mr. Bush says doesn't mean a nickel worth of rat's dung. What the Benny the Pimp hens say don't mean nothing. They got a house full of whores that they pimp. Prostitutes. Prostitutes. That's all they are. Prostitutes. They pimp them like whores. And a pimp doesn't give a damn about a whore. He pimps for what he wants. Get me the money, whore. Toda, yada, my brother. It is truth. Bring me your money. Buy your blessing. The love of it. The evil, the criminal mind said it because they love it. They don't love Yah. He said to love Yah with some of your life. All of it. Produce this criminal mindset today. There's criminal activities that they fire. They will steal line, do everything for it. Cause the fire to be quenched. Turn quickly to Devarim, Deuteronomy 32. The word of Moshe delivered unto Israel. Now he gave them a word in view. Or before their entrance into the promised land, into the place of promised covenant. He gives us a word because he's about to usher us into the place of promised covenant. He's going to bring his kingdom. We're going to dwell in his kingdom. The word of Yah has never changed. He's going to rule with the same word. It's not going to be a different word. It's going to be the same word from one generation to the other. From neons of times to neons, it will be the same word. And before they enter into the land of the promised covenant of Israel, the place whereby there was a promise of covenant relationship with him, Moshe, Yah speaks unto him to give unto Israel. Devarim 32:19. And when Yahweh saw it, when he saw the wickedness of Israel, their idolatry, their false religious practices, he abhorred them. He hated them. He despised them. These dogs tell you today he doesn't hate. He hates all workers of iniquity. When men transgress the Torah, these Jezebels today, iniquity is a willing lawful practice of defying Torah. And these vile creatures today, they defy Torah. They defy it. And so when I defy the Torah of Almighty Yahweh, he's an iniquitous thing. He's a creature of darkness. And Yahweh hated them because of the provoking of his sons and his daughters. And he said, I will not hide my face from them. I won't hide my face from them. I won't hide my face from this Jezebel generation. You can hide your face from me. They're you that sit and you tend to want to hide your face. And that's the reason why you hide your face. You want to sit behind so no one can see your corruption and your corruptness. So you want to hide your face. You don't want to be seen. There's a lot that can be told from the expression of the face. And so when you look at the face, you can tell what's actually in them. Oh, I know who you are. It makes no difference. Hide all you want to. You see, cowards hide. Spiritual perverts and cowards hide. When you find a cowardly pervert, they want to hide from Yahweh. That's an ignorant Jezebel spirit. Hallelujah. Oh, I know you want to sleep because that's why you come to poverty. That's why you're poor. A little sleep, a little folding of hand. You come to poverty. And that's why you're poor. You have no spiritual light in you. There's no excellence of Yahweh about you. So it makes no difference. Period. I said to Elder Martin today, I simply want the people of Yah here. Yah, move every last one of the Jezebels, the perverts of hell, move them out. I don't care who it is. I don't care if it's husband, I don't care if it's wife, I don't care if it's son, I don't care if it's daughter, I don't care who it is. Period. I mean that. For his house is going to be called the house of Tefillah, the Bayat of Yah. And there shall be prayer. And there shall be a great oblation unto him. You talking to me? Well, if it's you, I'm talking to you. Hallelujah. Makes no difference. I will never cow down. I will never be a coward. Oh, you don't get afraid? Oh, sure, I get afraid. But it's the power of knowing that he loves me casts out the fear. I will never be a coward. Never. I will always be tenacious. Hallelujah. I will never on my dying bed let all hell rage. I trust him in whom I believe. Though he slay me, Yah will not deny me. Deny me. I will wait on him. I will wait for the hope of my Yahshua. Hallelujah. I will wait to see the visibility of his face. I will wait on that. And I will not cow down. I will not back down. For his name is excellent. He has given us an excellent name. Yahshua. Salvation, the assurance of hope. Hallelujah. He said, I will hide my face from them. I will see what their end shall be. For they are a very froward, a very perverse, a very talkative generation. And you love to talk, don't you? You have to respond in your own way. This generation. It is one that is froward. It loves to talk. It has no power or control over their tongue. He said they are a perverse generation. Children in whom is no faith. There is no emunah in your children. There's no emunah in this generation. You don't believe Yahweh. There is no faith. When he comes, Hamashiach, will he find love? Will he find kindness? Or will he find faith? Will he find emunah? Generation of no faith. You understand, this generation is a carbon copy of that people. And I'm talking to Israel. A people, you produce those that have no faith. They have moved me to jealousy. Oh no, they have moved me to this anger with that which is not the Most High One. With their gods, with their elves, with their mighty ones. But it is not Yah. They have provoked me to anger with their vanities, their emptiness, their looseness, their non-productiveness. That's what a vanity person is. One that is non-productive, has no productive nature about them. We were talking last night and I said, when I was a 15-year-old lad, I got a worker's permit. And I was an excellent student in school. I got out of school at 1. I was home about 2. I had to go to work at 3 and I worked until 11. And I got home, I prepared my clothing, I did my ironing, I would wash my clothing on my hands, I would do my study tasks for that morning, or for school the next day, or I would arise up early in the morning. I did that to alleviate the pressure of my mother to help to assist her. At a 15 and a half year old lad, this is a generation that is so vile, so evil, so wicked. So corrupt, they're consumed with vanities, empty things, vain things, things of no life, things of no substance, things of no value. He said, and I will move them to jealousy with those that are not a people. I will call a people and cause them to rise up, and they will see my hand upon that people because you have rejected me, Israel. I will provoke them to anger with a foolish nation. He says, at verse 22, for a fire is kindled in my anger. Because you have rejected Yah. You have established your own gods. Your sons, your daughters, their prideful activities, you're proud of them. You esteem that higher than the word of Almighty Yahweh. You look highly upon things that are full of vanity. Vain seekers. He says, my fire is kindled in my anger. He said, and it shall burn to the lowest hell, to the lowest parts it's going to burn. And shall consume the earth with her increase, and the set on fire the fountains of the mountains. That's beyond my comprehension. I've seen the Rocky Mountains. It is one of the most magnificent things that I've laid my eyes on. These gigantuous rocks that protrude out of the earth with such enormity and power and such a beauty that eclipse anything you want to look at. Yet Yahweh said, the fountain of the mountains, I shall set Mount Ararat, I shall set them on fire. Because of my anger, because they have provoked me to jealousy with their gods, their fashion gods, their lust gods, their greed gods, their black gods, their white gods, their Jew gods, their Islamic gods, their gods of this nation. This is a nation that every kind of god has a pinnacle, has a plateau, has a following, has a strong place. Every god, but the Most High One, the one that created all things, he's not even thought of.